there. I'm Wendy Vaughn, sales success coach. Now, they call me the queen of predictable sales results. Well, because the easy formulas I share create sustainable, predictable results for my clients. And I'm so glad that you've tuned in to today's episode of the Selling Made Easy show, because this show is all about inspiration, not just in demystifying the client getting process known as sales, but also in peering through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And those trails have probably included a few unexpected roadblocks, maybe even having to overcome fears or blocks about selling. Now, I believe everyone has their zone of genius, their superpower that's a gift to others, including you. Now, for me, after 22 years of outperforming my peers in sales results, well, it's almost an X-ray vision that I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs that are unknowingly causing clients to slip away. And with today's guest, her zone of genius is her ability to see the greatness in everyone and help them use that to exponentially grow their business. So I am super excited to introduce Colette Portis. Now, Colette is CEO and founder of Red Development Group and has proven that her entrepreneurial roots run deep. She also founded Colette Portis & Company and Destin Designs and is a profound speaker. Now, earning 6 degrees, including a master's and completing her doctorate in transformational leadership, author of Goalie, which is her own business strategy system, radio host, and a contributing writer and influencer for Prime Women magazine are only some of the things Colette has accomplished. Now, with over 20 years of experience as a master business coach and strategist, Colette has helped business owners, entrepreneurs, and executives develop the roadmap to business expansion and sustainability. It's her heart's desire to help business owners realize the full potential in their business, gain their freedom, and implement the steps to generational wealth and legacy in their lives. Colette Portis has proven to be an asset to all those who have the opportunity to cross her path. Well, welcome, Colette. I am super excited to have you as my guest today.
Thank you, Wendy. I'm excited to be here. Really excited. Can't wait to see what happens.
Absolutely. And, you know, I just love how you are so prolific in your endeavors and that you're helping business owners, entrepreneurs, and executives reach their big, audacious goals. I can't wait to hear more about this and the work that you're now doing.
Absolutely. And it's the work that we love to do every single day. I can't see myself doing anything else.
I can tell from all the accomplishments that you've created here, it's just so impressive. And I'm just curious here, exactly what was the inspiration or tipping point that prompted you to start your own business coaching practice?
Well, I'll start with the tipping point was realizing that what my parents and aunts and uncles told me about going to college and getting a degree would mean for my life, that that would get me further and further away from the poverty threshold on the right side. But after 6 degrees and $185,000 in student loan debt, I realized that there was something wrong with the formula. And so I couldn't find work for a year because I was overqualified, which didn't make much sense to me.
Oh my God.
But it was that started me on the path of starting my first business as an adult. I started my very first business at 14.
Wow.
But it was the lack of an ability to find a job or an employer that would hire me. And then I started my design firm and realized that my work was dying because small businesses were failing. And so I knew what to do to help them grow. And so that's what I started to do.
Yeah, I love that. I mean, it's just hard to believe, right? With all that education and, you know, like you said, you're taking the advice of others to, all right, we're going to get degree after degree after degree, and I'm going to go out and just, you know, land that big job. Nobody would hire you. But thankfully, to all these business executives and business owners and entrepreneurs, you're out there helping them become successful. So I just love that. And obviously 20 years that you've had as a master business coach and strategist, that is so impressive. I'm just curious, has your business mission or vision evolved during this time?
Well, let me say this. I've been coaching for more than 20 years, but I didn't know that I was.
Ah, okay.
I didn't know that I was until after starting my design firm. And then I started really coaching small business owners, because when I was in corporate America, it was just my default. It was the thing that I did all the time. It didn't matter what my job description was. I was always in some way helping to increase the revenue or build out a program or something like that, that helped to develop the team or increase revenue or create a new system that helps the business thrive. Yeah. It's just the natural thing that I do.
Right.
And so I've done it since I was 16 years old, ironically. A lot of people don't necessarily have the ability to say that, but I started working for the federal government at 14. And by the time I was 16, I was coaching reservists at all different kinds of ranks, colonels and all of that, because there was this level of knowledge that I had that they didn't have.
Wow.
And because I had that, and because the knowledge that I had was so valuable and so important to the process and the space in which they worked, whether they were in the field or in an office, I had the unique opportunity to coach at 16 at such a high level.
Wow, that is impressive. And what's coming through for me is that, you know, and this is some of the things that a lot of entrepreneurs struggle with, is just owning their expertise. And obviously, if you at the age of 16 are coaching and providing this expertise to others probably twice your age, maybe even more, you obviously were able to own your expertise at a very young age, which is probably really something that has served you in making the big difference for others. I just love that, how you started out at that point. A lot of entrepreneurs, they have to grow into their skin, and you claimed your expertise early, and you knew that you were somebody who could help up-level others and processes. And that's, that's fantastic. I love that.
Yeah, Wendy, my dad tells stories. So I come from a family of entrepreneurs, both sets of grandparents, my mother, my father, aunts and uncles. And so it's just been my life. It's literally in my DNA. I did not know a time clock existed until I was 27 years old, at which time I couldn't understand that grown people had to ask to go to the restroom. I was like, how does this even work?
Right.
But my dad prays to this day of me being in the shop with he and my grandfather, and my grandfather saying something, and I'm 4 years old, and I just kind of turn around and say, well, Grandpa, why don't you do this? And my grandpa goes, well, that makes sense. And then I just walk away, just nonchalant, because I don't know what I really just said, but whatever it was just made sense to me. So I couldn't understand why they didn't understand that. So it's just, I've always been who I am, which is one of my philosophies, why I have the ability to see greatness in people, because my belief is that we've always been who we are. But once we can, like you said, own who we are, then it all starts to come together. Why I'm highly critical, because I'm a coach and it requires that I'm critical. Mm-hmm. It's not a negative thing, but I have to learn how to use the tool in the purpose that's in me. So I've been this way my whole life.
Wow, that's great. Yeah, like you said, it's in your DNA. Yeah, I love that. Well, have there been any big roadblocks or challenges that you've had to overcome along the way?
Wendy, let me tell you something. There are tons of roadblocks, but here's my thing. I say this quite often, is I hear a lot of people pray and ask God to not allow anything to happen in their life. But I don't believe in that. Mm. I welcome the opportunity to be faced with a challenge, because if you never walk and you never run, then your legs are feeble and weak and you can't walk or run. And I see it the same way as it pertains to challenge. If I'm never faced with a challenge, I don't know how to overcome. I pretty much don't have the strength to overcome because I've never had to use it. I mean, I've been homeless twice. I've had the roller coaster in my business. Although I'm doubling and tripling the revenue for my clients, my business isn't making that as much money as I'm helping to make my clients. There's all kinds of roller coasters, but one of my other beliefs is that in entrepreneurship and when you're building a business, and I don't care how much money you come into this with or how much wisdom and knowledge you come into this with, everybody has to take the stairs. Now, you may be able to skip two stairs, but it doesn't matter. You still have to take the stairs. And so, absolutely, there are challenges, which I call character building days, and I probably have one a week or one every 2 weeks. But it's about making sure that rather than making it a day, you have a character building moment and then you move on with your day because it's totally up to me whether or not my day is good or bad. It doesn't matter what happens in the world.
Oh, that is powerful. That's a lot of wisdom right there, just in terms of just there are only stairs, and if we didn't have challenges, we wouldn't grow the strength, and it's all part of the process of just becoming more influential, more, realizing our own dreams, right? Which is what you help others do, is accomplish those big, audacious goals. So it's walking your talk, as we say. And obviously, Colette, you are an expert at helping people achieve these incredible successes in their business. But I'm curious, how do you feel about the client enrollment or sales part of being in business? These are very different skill sets. Do you have any challenges or frustrations with this important part of growing a successful business?
You know, Wendy, there's always a challenge. Here's what's very interesting about me. I have been selling my entire life, and I've always said I hate sales. And then, right, you've not, this can't be the first time you've heard that. Though I came to understand that it's not about selling, it's about building relationships because for me, it's about legacy and longevity. And if you just sell something, that's it. You probably won't see that person again. But if it's about relationship, then you'll be able to serve that person for years. So the challenge is helping people to understand the value of what we do. Because while we know that we need a coach if we're going to play basketball, we're going to hire somebody to coach us if we really want to learn how to play golf or volleyball. If we're going to sing, we're going to hire a vocal coach. But for whatever reason, 95% of us strike out into business and we never think that a coach is necessary. And it's part of the reason why we have what I consider an epidemic, because if 95% of anything is failing, then it's an epidemic. And so 95% of businesses fail in the first 5 years, but a lot of that has to do with not having the business acumen and not having the direction and the support, because that is extremely important, and information coming from somebody who's been where they're looking to go. And so that's probably the biggest piece is helping people to understand what coaching is, and then also help having to combat when someone has had a poor coaching experience. They understand it, but they've had a poor coaching experience in the past, and so how do we overcome that?
That is unfortunately common to have, and it's not just in coaching, right? It's in all sorts of different types of service where we've had somebody who we hire and maybe they don't do a good job. It doesn't mean that we're never going to have that need because somebody failed at delivering. We still have the need, and so it's just reestablishing that trust. But yeah, you bring up some very interesting points here in sharing about the frustrations about having people realize the value of having a coach to help them gain skills that they don't necessarily have through, like you shared with us, 6 degrees. However, throughout life, we're gaining skills, but there are very specific business skills that, generally speaking, people do not learn any other place. And so, one of the things that, if you'd like, I can share a little bit of insight with you on is the fact that, meeting people where they're at with what their top of mind challenge is, that's the point of resonation. That's the point where they resonate and align with what you're saying. Whether they think they need a coach or not, they know they need a solution to that specific problem if it's something that they already realize that that's holding them back. So it's kind of like that analogy where you don't buy a drill for the drill, you buy a drill for the hole that it'll make. You know, I don't necessarily want a drill, but I certainly do want to be able to build something or whatever it is that needs a drill. You understand where I'm going with this? So telling somebody they need a coach if they don't really understand all the benefits is just, you know, lack of understanding. But everybody knows what their top of mind challenges, and the fact that they can't figure out how to solve that. And if they were to solve it, pretty much people understand that their life would be better with that problem solved. And so my coaching, and you know, when I'm working with my clients, our first action plan is to just really profile and understand who our ideal client is and exactly what their top of mind challenges, pains, frustrations, fears, worries truly are, and position that with the service or the work that we do in terms of solving that. And then having that conversation at that level as a way to meet them where they're at and solve that challenge. So I don't know if this is resonating or moving the needle there for you, but in a lot of people don't understand the value of a coach, but they certainly know what it's like to have that top of mind challenge solved, you know, that they perceive already as, yes, this absolutely is a roadblock that I need to have fixed, removed, whatever it is.
Absolutely.
So hopefully that, you know, framing it in that way makes a little bit of a difference in terms of bringing in the value. Then it just opens the conversation for, you know, the benefit of then a full-blown business coach and strategist to help them not only with that one issue, but, you know, can you imagine what it would be like to have all these areas streamlined, improved, created efficiently, and, you know, allow you to achieve this incredible legacy, you know, build this wealth. So it's starting out at their level and then taking their vision beyond. So yeah, it's an interesting process. It's part of what I call the prospect to client journey. You're really taking them through this paradigm shift.
Yes.
Well, yes. Speaking of people really not understanding potentially the vast importance of having a coach, you know, we're right in the middle of this pandemic that unfortunately just keeps going on and has created just some huge ripple effects for business owners and entrepreneurs and business leaders. Has the pandemic had any impact on the work that you do?
Oh my God, yes, absolutely. So actually, you know, while most people are really wanting 2020 to go away, I'm really sad that it's ending.
Okay.
The pandemic has opened amazing doors for us because, you know, 31% of businesses they project will fail this year. That's outside of the already 95%. And this is my time to shine.
Yeah.
We're in the middle of a pandemic. Nobody could predict this at the beginning of the year. The good news for us as a firm is that our regular clients are not, they like, there's no sweat at all on their brow. They pivoted really easy in March. They had a couple of questions and they've rocked and rolled, and all of them are making more money this year than they did in the last year.
Nice.
One of our clients, $250 a month for 3 years straight, to becoming one of our clients in February. And she's going to close this year out in just 10 months at $110,000 in our business.
Wow.
More than she could ever even think to make this year. So our regular clients are kicking butt.
Right.
But the door that opened wide for us that we realized at the beginning of the year and at the beginning of this pandemic is that there are going to be lots of businesses that are impacted. Some of our favorite restaurants and things like that are no longer around. It presented a unique opportunity for us because the moment that our government said, all right, we're going to push $2.2 trillion into our economy to stimulate business, it was a door for us to go to cities and municipalities and organizations that support the business community to say, hey, let us come in as your partner. We will go do the work, because that's not what the chambers of commerce don't do business development. That's not what their function is, but they have hundreds and sometimes thousands of members who all need help because we are all on this ride called a pandemic together. Well, a lot of people are leaning on their chamber to help them, but the chamber doesn't have that skill set. So we're partnering with chambers and cities and different organizations, and we're coming in and doing the work. And we're helping companies evaluate where they are right now and decide whether or not they continue. If they decide they're not going to continue, then how much we help them determine how much the business is worth so that they sell it rather than walk away with nothing. And then we help those who are going to stick around, create a plan for the next 12 months that's going to help them impact their business in a major way. And then we're helping them to execute those plans, because 83% of business, including large corporations that create strategic plans, fail to implement them. And so we understand, as my grandmother would say, the devil is in the details. And so the details are what's written in that plan. And if you stick to the plan, of course, the plan will require that you pivot at some points in time, but at least you know where, and you can quickly identify where the pivot needs to happen. Right. And so we've been rocking and rolling with that. And it's been a phenomenal, phenomenal year.
Well, I can totally understand that. I mean, you are right there where the pain point truly is. People in business are throwing their arms up and saying, I give, I have no idea what to do. And that's where your expertise can really step in and create this whole new vision and strategic plan. So yeah, I just love that. Well, how do you work with business owners, entrepreneurs, and executives who want to implement those steps to create generational wealth and legacy in their lives? Can you share a little bit about your philosophy and approach?
Most certainly. So our philosophy first is that you can't grow from a place of ignorance. Now, the truth is you can. That is the truth. But are you going to grow to the place that you really want to grow to? So first things first, let's figure out where you are. Let's not guess. A lot of times we guess as business owners and we go, you know, well, this is where my business is, but we have no real proof. We are a firm that is grounded in quantitative data and results driven practices that are proven, which is why we can get the results that we get, because we're looking at the data. We understand what it looks like. We teach our business owners to pay attention to the right numbers, because most of the time we find ourselves looking at the money, and that's the indicator of success.
Right.
But what I know for sure is money is an indicator of success, but it's not the indicator of success. You can make $1.5 million this year, but your profit margins are negative five because you're $500,000 in the hole at the end of the year because you're spending $2 million. So we want to make sure that we are looking at the right numbers. And the business owner, you know, if they own a bakery, they're not spending 100% of their time baking cupcakes. Somebody's got to CEO this thing. So how do we get you to place and then allow you to step away from that CEO seat and bake cupcakes when you feel like it or you want to? But somebody's got to be paying attention. And if you're not the one to CEO your own company, then how do we find someone who can, who will, and then how do we define what that looks like so that you have a great partnership? So there's a number of different ways, and it depends on the business. But first thing is first, we need to evaluate this business and see where you are. See what you have, see who you have, see who you don't have that you need. And then we're going to create a plan. We're going to define. One of the things that I believe in is write the vision and make it plain, and he that finds it may run with it. God forbid something happened and you got COVID and you were sick for a month.
Right.
Your business shouldn't have to stop because you did. Like, where's the manual that you pass the torch on to somebody else so that they can continue your work and your clients aren't in the time of a pandemic not being served? Making sure that what in your mind is written on paper so that you can duplicate yourself and other people can come alongside you and help you. Because what we find a lot of times is as founders, we will hire people into our companies and they won't stay long. And then we blame them for failing at the work. But the problem really isn't them. The problem really is we haven't defined the work. Mm-hmm. We haven't written it down. We don't have any SOPs, no standard operating procedures. We don't even know how we intake new employees or team members, or if this person should even be an employer or a contractor or a collaborative partner. We're not thinking about that. Right. So we're really helping business owners think from the CEO seat.
Nice.
As opposed to the worker bee seat.
Right. Yeah. Which is so common because that's where they started and grew their company to the point where then it's running them instead of they're at that CEO level where it's growing and scaling and they're not the logjam. So yeah, that's such a diverse and thorough process. I mean, you've got some incredible methodologies. I love that. Well, how can listeners reach you if they're interested in learning more about working with you?
They can always go to our website. It's reddevelopmentgroup.com or Red Women Win, redwomen.win is another way to get to our website. We're on LinkedIn. We're on YouTube. There's a lot of content that we have out on YouTube.
Okay.
Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. I mean, you can find us if you're looking for us, or you can do a simple Google search for Red Development Group and there we are.
Okay.
Or you can search collect. There we go too.
Okay. So that's reddevelopmentgroup.com, correct?
Yes.
Or redwomen.win?
.win, yes.
Okay. All right. And then find you on LinkedIn, YouTube, Instagram, basically all the social platforms. So yeah, fantastic. Yeah. Terrific. Well, Colette, you have, you know, already shared so many golden nuggets of wisdom, really. It's just been phenomenal listening to you. And I would just love if you could leave one last maybe word of wisdom with our listeners, maybe somebody who's really frustrated or questioning their ability to succeed, you know, and doubting if they've got what it takes. Can you just sum up maybe something based on your own experience in building your business? You can leave for our listeners to digest.
Absolutely. One of the things that I say all the time is greatness requires more than one person. It doesn't matter how great Colette is. I can't be great alone. I have to have the opportunity to present my greatness to someone else. But all of us have greatness in us, and all of us need the greatness that is in each of us. The other thing about that is you've always been who you are. You've never been different. And for me, it took me having a dream about who I was as a little girl. And I didn't realize it until a couple months ago. I was talking to two of my friends on the phone. And I said, when I grew up, when I used to be asked the question, what do you want to be when you grow up? I would always say I wanted to be a teacher. And I would always say I was going to be the president. And I said, you know, that president, I don't want to be the president, you know, because I'm thinking of the country. And they both simultaneously said, you do know you're the president three times. And I was like, well, I didn't think about it in that way. And then my degrees are in education. So I'm an educator. I'm teaching all day. So who you say you wanted to be as a child is who you are and probably who you should be tapping into today.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's great. Yeah. I love that you really are encouraging our listeners to just accept the fact that it's already within you and to just own that, step into that. So, wow, that's fantastic. Well, thank you so much, Colette. It's just been great learning about your journey from being overqualified with all this collegiate experience, 6 degrees, you know, master's degree, and not being able to land a decent job. And so, okay, well, that wasn't a big deal. I'll just start my own. And not only did you start one, but you started multiple and you're a speaker and just making a huge difference. The work you're now doing today, just helping business owners, entrepreneurs, executive leaders, just realize their full potential in their business gain their freedom, and implement the steps to generational wealth and creating legacy in their lives. It's just been so fantastic listening to you, and I've really enjoyed our conversation. I want to thank you so much for being a guest on my show today.
Thank you, Wendy. This has been great. You asked some really great questions, so I always love interviews where when the questions are really great.
Yeah, well, it has been super fun for me just listening to your incredible wisdom. So thank you so much. And again, for our listeners, you can reach Colette Portis through her website or all the social platforms, and that's reddevelopmentgroup.com or redwomen.win. All right. Well, for all our listeners, remember, when it comes to building a business that brings you joy and has an endless flow of high-paying clients, well, don't overlook the power of the optimized sales conversation, where you've triggered all four psychological states needed for your prospective clients to feel confident and excited about saying, yeah, this sounds great. What's next? So are you 100% confident that your sales conversations are optimized? Well, if you're curious, reach out to me and apply for a sales blind spot coaching session. You may be surprised by what we discover. All right. Well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Sales Success Coach. And you can find me in our next podcast episode at predictablesalesresults.com. All right. Well, thank you for tuning in to today's episode with Colette Portis. And as always, here's to your success.